It's a show that's famous for killing off major characters that people have invested their emotions in. For most dramas, that's thought of as being a disastrous idea, but for Spooks, it just seems to work.
Well, it's another way that Spooks broke the mould, I think. You know, as you say, it's one of the classic rules of drama is don't kill your heroes, and Spooks completely broke that, and it seemed it was a gamble, and it worked, because nobody was safe. And that kind of is quite riveting for an audience, I think, particularly if you're attached to characters. The threat that if you leave the room, they may not be there when you come back is quite gripping.
The series when Danny was killed, you know, this character was given a very heroic speech about how we in this country will fight against terrorism to the end. We will not, you know, we will not allow you to win. And for that beautiful, heroic, rousing speech, the reply from the terrorist is that he shoots him. And I thought, at that point, you think, our writers really know what they're doing. They give us, as an audience, this hope that there are people out there who have the answers and are looking after us. I think it's a really classy stroke to then say to the audience, you will lose them. I think that's one of the things that has set it apart, actually, for 10 years.
Because as we speak, Tarek is lying on the floor, on the pavement, and seems to be on the way out. But, I mean, this began right back with the very second episode, and that's the one that really kind of shocked people. A little incident with a deep fat fryer.
I've never seen it.
Have you not?
No. I've never seen it. Because when I went to the audition, I'd never seen Spooks.
Well, it was a turning point in modern British drama. Particularly given that...
Apparently I can get it on DVD.
Particularly given that the lady who involved with the deep fat fryer was at the time...
Wonderful actress.
One of the nation's sweethearts from appearing in... It was Casualty, wasn't it?
Lots of things, Peter.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I had particularly been... she'd caught my eye in a medical drama. And so that, combined with the shape of her untimely demise, was pretty shocking. Mm.
Bad things do seem to happen to particularly female characters quite a lot. I mean, Ruth does have a pretty rough time of it. I mean, that's a bit of a slightly old-fashioned sense of we'd better rescue the girl, is it? Or
I think there's always been two things going on in Spooks. You have the very strong women who are running, heading up the section, like Hermione Norris's character for series. And, you know, no one would mess with Roz. And, you know, her fighting, running, jumping, hunting, shooting skills rivaled and exceeded those of any man. So you always have those leading women. There are no other programmes on British television giving women those roles. So, I mean, that in itself is remarkable. But you do have my character, who is a desk spook. You know, she's an analyst. She's all about bits of paper and, well, now she's gone very, it's all very technological. So when Ruth goes out, it does often end in disaster because she's not really ever been equipped for that. And I think the writer started to look at that, what does happen to Ruth when she's put in mortal danger. And actually, she fared rather well last series. She handled herself brilliantly with a man who was actually in real life some sort of bare-knuckle fighter, I found out. He was very large.
He was a cage fighter, wasn't he?
He was huge, man! And the fight director looked at me on the first day, and he was hoping he was going to get one of the, you know, the big butch blokes to do a big fighting scene with him, and I come. And he just looked, he looked really disappointed. And we choreographed that fight sequence for about a day, and then shot it over 2 days. And it was the best fun I've ever had. It was absolutely brilliant.